Good morning. My name is Liz Martinez and I am the room hostess. And today we are at Empowering Locals with Appropriate Technology. And our speaker today is Xiyoung Ree. Ms. Ree is a board chairman for Messenger of Mercy and founder and CEO of ES Empower. She is an international speaker on the topic of Business on Missions, known as BAM, having conducted over 100 seminars in over 20-plus countries over the last 13 years. She has considerable experience creating and managing various BAM and social enterprise projects, such as microenterprise and microfinance, in the regions of Africa, Asia, and Central America. Ms. Xiyoung is from Korea originally and moved to Berkeley and has three boys. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm going to pretend there's 100 people here. This is a great honor to be here to serve the believers community as well as meeting great people. I can see that we have a similar DNA here, and it is a great opportunity for me to share what God has shown me in the last 10 years. Basically, I learned more from the fields than I learned from Bible study classes or in Korea and the United States. So I hope that you get some good takeaways today, practical stuff. I just loved what Chip Engelman shared. It's all about Bible, but then he actually focused on house, right? And he actually talked about metrics and evaluations. And not many pastors will go through that part. Can we do the same thing with the mission? With the mission, and how do we, what are the, you know, impacts, how do we measure that kind of stuff. I'm not going to go into that much into that subject, however, there probably will be a clue that we can do that. So Empower One and Empower Village, restoring the community through raising the local workers, the isolated, the poor, the hopeless, the vulnerable, the displaced people that otherwise would not have opportunity. Through his love at the marketplace, using the tools of wisdom, I call it. Tools of wisdom. This is one of the key words. Holy Spirit providing enough clues how to make these things. Okay, the lady already told me about my background. From South Korea, finished high school there and moved on, came as immigrant with my family. Got the bachelor's in computer science, Berkeley. And at the age of 40, I believe, I went to seminary and got the master's in missiology, basically. I started with the MDiv, and then I moved on to missiology there. About last 10 to 14 years, I've been in the mission fields, serving the world primarily at the beginning, and medical kind of attentions later with the Messengers of Mercy, doing eyeglasses and all kinds of that kind of medicines and so on. And I saw that there's a limitation. People are not changing. There's no transformation, physically or spiritually. And the things that I learned from field led me to go on to this microenterprise, and later it became a business as a mission as big. I gave all the statistics and some of the first 10 slides into your handout, so you probably have these things. I'm going to really go over quickly. we are living in a very sad world. Big gap between the haves and have-nots. There's a poverty. Today alone, 21,000 children died. And that is equivalent to one child dying every 4 seconds. And there's an inequality fact. In 2005, probably now is more worse. The wealthiest of 20% of the world accounted for 76% of total private consumption. The poorest fifth is just using 1.5% of the resources. Energy issue, $1.6 billion without the electricity. Water issue, $1.1 billion, no adequate access to water. The last line, 1.8 million children each year as a result of diarrhea. This is such a sad case. It shouldn't be. And this is not what God meant to be. And so Matthew 6 says, seek ye first kingdom of God and His righteousness. We are here all about our ultimate purpose is the kingdom of God in all areas of life and fulfilling the holistic mission. This is to having an alignment of the truth in our whole life, alignment with my being, core being, aligned with the Word of God, the truth. Jesus died not just for individuals, but for the societies as well, the communities. There's a crying need for integration of faith and work. We call this business as mission, and God is raising a big tide in the marketplace in the form of kingdom companies. Some other people call them GCC, Great Commission Companies, B4T, Business for Transformations. Local churches in New York, like Redeemer Church, they are having a movement of work as worship. Tim Keller, pastor, I love him. But he has been doing this work as worship as a local church, which is aligned with this BAM initiatives. I heard many, many great testimonies of actresses, of skincare person, doctors serving New York, Harlem, and other schools areas, and great, great witnesses. Business as a mission, I'm going to give you some introduction. What is the world view? it is actually to bring out full identity, restored, living with the calling of God. It's a worldview. Creation, that we are created to co-work with God, co-partner with God, co-maker with God, Genesis 1. And then we fell into the corruption. And this corruption is not just a spiritual corruption, it's a corruption of entire spheres of a society, community. Requires total recovery. And especially, and that's the result, it led work and slash business into curse because we have a fallen state where selfishness and greed kicked in. And this, that's why we sort of don't like to go into business because it's such a corrupted area. And then now, but Jesus died on the cross to redeem not only myself, to redeem the marketplace, to redeem the house, to redeem the society. Redeem full magnitude of salvation, I call it. So if we call ourselves as a second Corinthians 5:17, the old has gone, the new has come. If we call ourselves a new creation in Christ, now we are to do, called to do new things, to bring new things into marketplace, to renew the marketplace, to remedy the kingdom of darkness with the truth until His second coming. Business as mission, the theology, not going to go through all of them, but I just want to point out a couple things. It's in your handout. The work to be viewed as a service. Service done unto the Lord. Service doing it for each other. Good services to benefit one another. So actually the word theology, word in Hebrew, work is actually rooted from the service, the deed, doing, the active thing. It's not just praising God and sitting in a chapel. Work theology, number one, we are called as a good steward. We are to create, we are created to make again, to share, to produce, and to manage His resources. All things are created by God. This means that all things belong to God and that wants to bless people. Some. We are completely entrusted to us. You probably remember that Paul says, I am entrusted with the word of gospel. Not just gospel, we are entrusted with the work. We are entrusted some section of a profession. We are entrusted with some sort of responsibility to carry on, to keep the salt and light shone in some part of the world. So with this, and he will give you power to manage and create the wealth, to do this, to accomplish what he has entrusted to us. This is a huge impact to me. He did not just give the word to manifest. How does the word to manifest into everyday life? For what for? For who? For his people. To love people. The loving people, as a tools of loving people. Doing it unto the Lord. To produce abundance in life. Okay, you heard about the South Korea ferry incidents, and it's such a tragedy. Destructions. I still, cannot take it away from my mind from it. So Satan's and lies and all the selfish greed created destructions and death. But God, cross brings life. Such a big gap right there. Death or life. And not only life, but Jesus says, I want you to bring abundance in this life. And that's what we are all about here, business as mission. So many people are poor. Why? Because we are following the curse of work life. We are to take away things from each other. But his promise is that you be the blessing of all people. Genesis 12. I called you Abraham so that you can be the blessing for all peoples. He actually promised that that's a covenant, number one covenant. God has to fulfill this covenant, and he has to fulfill his promise. He has to bless us. He has to bless us. It's sort of like he has to bless me so that I can bless other people. And as long as we believe that, yes, it is within that frame of work, it's a theology that through my work that I am going to able to bless these people. Until when? And then Jesus says, I see my Father working to this hour, so I'm working. I don't think I'll never retire. As long as this verse says, Jesus is still working, still praying for me, still intercessory doing things, I'm just going to still go on working. This business as mission, people think it's a new trend or a new movement, whatever, but to me it's as old as Abraham. He was not a priest. What was he? He's a ranch maker. He's probably a broker. Isaac, Joseph, who was he? He was sold as a slave and then farmed, and then he got prison, and later what? Became prime minister. Obadiah, government worker. He was working in a corrupt palace, Ahab. He probably want to run away from the palace. Like, why am I here? I can't stand these people who are serving pagan gods. He was alone, but he stood there serving God. Until this, he had to fulfill his calling to bring Elijah to the palace, so that through Elijah, his name, our Almighty God, was proclaimed. Obadiah had to suffer in the corrupt government to carry on his calling. David, the king. Okay, none of these people are priests or pastors in today's terms. They are doing business as a mission in everywhere. They are called in a ranch, government, in a prison, and so on. Jesus' parable about the kingdom of God, about heaven, is all about other things than just not the temple. He spoke more in other places. In the farm, his motives were landlord, seed, or vineyard, mustard, farmer, and so on and so forth. Excuse me, what are you looking for?
We're looking at another class.
Okay.
Technology.
Yeah, this one is it. Yeah, technology. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Welcome. So I wanted to share this brief items of a theology. I can go on a lot more than this. However, I don't want you to ponder, is this the right thing to do? Is business as mission, is a trend, is something that comes and goes? Is another 20 years a thing and then it will disappear or not? Because we saw many programs and comes and goes. So there are people that feel doubtful about it. I'm saying that God is a creator. God is still working, and he called us to work with him as a partner. And it's a very strong in theology. Why them? Then why is business? To fulfill the Great Commission. And Great Commission, you can divide it into two parts. First part is what? Therefore, go, make disciples, and baptize them, evangelism. Second part, teach them all I commanded you. Right? The second part, discipleship. So we are focused on the evangelism, the first part, but today we are going to more focus on the second part. How? You know, Chip Ingerman said how. I'm all about how, using the technologies. Okay. Why then? We create opportunity to new meet people. I'm 56 years old, and I began this about 50. Before that, about my mission work began about at the age of 40. Before that, I was serving my church, and going to work. That's about it. School, work, church, family, work, church, family. I was not meeting new people. As soon as I start going to missions, as soon as I started doing things, all kinds of people. Not homogeneous either. You know, like I used to be homogeneous, the kind of went to Berkeley, kind of went to Stanford. Very safe. Nothing to be hurt or nothing to hurt. But now I'm having a lot more fun. And I'm learning a lot more God's heart. Oh, people are suffering this much. I did not know that. And I kept on saying to God, I didn't know that. Father, I'm so sorry. I did not know that. This woman's dying this way. These children are suffering this way. They never had an opportunity. I did not know. I'm so sorry. I don't know how many times I said, I'm so sorry. And then I look up the Bible. This is the Bible words just coming, you know, to my eyes. This is what you meant. This is what you meant. Until I was made a link, I did not read the Bible and understood it. Building a relationship in the marketplace for discipleship. We can do trainings and so on. Sustainability. Take risk. Doing a business, it's very tough. I'd rather be in the ministry. It's much safer. You know, they come ready to listen, and you give a Bible study, and you make them, you know, dedicate themselves again, and feel good about 5-10 minutes, and go back. But doing business every Monday, Tuesday, Friday, it's so tough, and not enough fun, and so on and so forth. But you want to take a risk, and you want to build what is going on in different areas. You're forced to look into the trends. You're forced to look into the future. You're forced to look into the related data and so on. So I'm training myself now, and I'm having fun. So look into the future. Partnering with a greater impact for love. Including, okay, when you say partnering, I'm going to probably repeat this again, but when you say partnering in business, you probably look for the capable people, the experienced people, the person or the group who will give you a greater return. What? This is all about business as mission and microenterprise, including BOP people. How many of you know BOP? Bottom of a pyramid. Bottom of a pyramid. Okay, we are the top 10% people. So those who are here living in this country, you know, with a nice apartment with the hot water, we are living in top 10%. Whether you went to college or not, doesn't matter. If you finish the high school, you are in top 20%. There are 80% bigger pyramid right there. When God, it's just mind-boggling when I remember Matthew 20, it says, how come you're idling, not doing working? What the guy say? He says, no one wanted me. So those are people, bottom of people, no one wanted me, right? And God says, work for me. Networking locally and abroad using ITs and business, we'll go about that. Another thing, why business, is that it actually heals people. Does doing good work actually has a power to recover people from depression, from inadequacies, that I'm no good, I'm nobody, you know? While they're doing something and people say, oh, I like your food. Oh, how beautiful you make this. You know what? We are saying, you are somebody. You can actually produce something good. So reconciling people and at the same time empowering the people. Thank you for stopping in, Kathy. Okay, yeah, they gotta go to LA. Yeah. So those are my principles. Let me show you how I started this micro enterprise. 2002, I was in Rwanda doing a woman's ministry. And that was the very first time I ran into, I started talking about this micro project. I did not know. I only studied through the web and the book and so on and so forth. And I prayed God, says, God, I want to really meet a real case that people are already doing. You know what, after a seminar like this, 100 women and this lady, Jacqueline, I still remember, she came and said, you want to see my what I'm doing? She was making soaps by hand, using kitchen of the church, and the kitchen had nothing but three bricks and a pot, and she was adding acid and the waters and vanillas and boil for 4 hours, pour that into the wooden box and cut them into pieces and selling these soaps. And she later told me, she says, I'm so blessed with this soap business. And she was helping every Saturday go to HIV hospital. And it's not really a hospital. It's a sort of like separated area that people are waiting to die. And this lady with her team will go wash their bed sheets. They were probably only eating once a day. They did not have enough money or power. And they're probably very tired taking care of orphans plus soap making and selling. However, she was saying, God blessed me with this soap business. And they are doing that. I'm trying to help these people clean. And she asked me to pray for them, and we did. They actually created their own fund by working in the restaurants and so on. When I heard this lady told me that, it just created such an impact to me. Oh my gosh, there are people like this. And probably there are people, more people like this, that I have not met yet. I want to serve. I want to find more of these people. Give them a next step, one more step. This is what you can do. This is what you can do. She needed one more pot. She needed a stove. That's what I financed for. Financed her, like $40. Another pot, $7. A bus fare, $7. That's how, every time I get so tired, I remember Jacqueline. She's still working. She's still serving the orphans, and she's still serving these HIV patients. I cannot retire and sit around here. I would love to go back and meet her again. This is Congo, 2003, another micro project. And I said, is there anyone else who does similar things like this? And she raised her hand, you know, old lady. And she came out, started talking. You couldn't stop her. Like, she was doing pig farms, bakery at the church, basket making. And the translator, Flori, he was a second year in college. He was my translator. Now he's a doctor. You know, after 10 years, this is a wonderful story. I met him 2 years ago. This lady, what they do, every Sunday they will make bread using kitchen, church kitchen oven. And it's like a bread. You know, those the toast bread, right? The loaves of bread. They're just lying down like that, like bricks. And each Sunday, the people will come and take each bread for a week's supply. On Monday comes, she will make it again. And those widows and those women come, take 10 of this thing and start selling outside. And they bring the money back for flour and the sugar and butter. She does that every day. It's fresh, just like French baguette, in a way. Every day she will make, you know, hundreds of these, and the woman will come, grab it, and then they start selling it outside and bring the money back for the flowers. She was already leading. It's already 2003, 10 years ago. They were already doing it. But, you know, in a very hard condition, no stove, no nothing, the fire is always on and off, and so on. So here we are trying to focus on energies and other things and things, tools, so that we can help them do this, manage better. Another person in Haiti, after 3 cycles of loan, she was able to open this little shop, like a small snack shop. She's a pastor's wife, and so she was able to hire 2 sisters so that she can work in church. So providing jobs as well as she herself is serving as well. And she now opened another preschool, pretty large size. It's Mongolia, another one. And so, you know, all these experiences, God was leading me to study and research more and more of these cases. And sure enough, Mr. Person Martin Fisher, he started this Kickstart 30 years ago. This is what I call it, a kingdom business. Basically, what it is an irrigation device. People are carrying the water of the bucket to do their agriculture, and it's so inefficient, right? So this man, who has a PhD from mechanical engineering in Stanford, he went out in 1970 sometime, or 80 sometime, and created this. So you can just do pumping, and the water will shoot, and it can cover 7 or 8 acres. This created some percentage increase in their GDP in Kenya, in that much, right? And I heard him talk, and he said he was not going out free. He had to actually sell this device at $100, right? $100 is nothing because so much metal is already involved in design. However, he had to sell it. It was very hard for him to sell, but he insisted in doing that. So he was saying, if you just use regular water, you can only do half of acre. But if you use this, you can do about 3 acres, more acres, and so on. So you will produce more. You will have more income. And therefore, you can actually afford to buy this at an installment. He had to explain all this economic stuff, and one by one, people are understanding it. And then later, the Kenya, 2000, some I saw the statistic, GDP was 7% increase in agriculture because of this thing. 400 microenterprises born because of this thing. And it was mind-boggling thing. I went to seminary. Nobody taught me about this thing. You know why? And later, this is the most recent discovery. About 5 years ago, there's a person like this. American went out to China. When was it? 1990. $10,000 investment. Now he has a $6 million, income generation there. Glass making company, and he's winning the most caring company award from the city every year. And he was saying, no, thank you, please, over somebody. He goes, unanimously, he was voted. And people, China government knows that he's a Christian. They are having a worship in their thing. However, they are keeping him because he's serving handicapped people. He's producing good services and good products. And there's a booming in the architecture. So this is one of them. And I actually wrote down a couple of things. BusinessEdgeMissionNetwork.com, if you go there, you will see so many cases of these good kingdom companies. About 100 of them, they selected it. And in that order, I studied 25 of them. This one is not even on the list because it's rather new. And before I forget, if you want to continue on these kind of studies and Bible studies in your church, these are the documents that are available, Joy of Work. I can send me your email asking for this information. Then I can send you PDF file, Roseanne paper, again, PDF file. So Joy of Work is like this, and you can actually study, follow the things. So you are called today to take the ownership. Yesterday, Dr. John Kim talked about ownership, right? It's a great idea, and you just do not make a link and take the ownership. It just leaves as an information. You are called to take part of his world and of his creation to become faithful workers of his enterprise. Okay, and join our initiative. You can partner with us to partner with the local people. Who we are? We are empower to individuals and communities that are isolated from resources and opportunities. I gave you two pieces of handouts. This one to talk about FAM theology. This one is a brief of what we do. So you probably will match some slides. Three E stands for energy, education, and entrepreneurship. Okay, energy, education, entrepreneurship. Education is not just the information, but start with the Word of God, who you are. We try to, that's our biblical worldview. Energy is all kinds of energy, but we started with the solar. Not to just create jobs, but to make so that they can become owners of their systems, of their own companies. Supply the appropriate tech that can help relieve poverty and solve their essential needs. Okay, we are focusing on few items that are essential for their survival. So I'll go through these each product very soon. What we do, accelerating, incubating the microenterprises. So we were doing one by one separately. But starting last year, we wanted to see it all together, working together. So we started doing an Empower Community Center, and where we can start about 5 or 6 microenterprises and making a difference in that town. So I'll go over these things. So empowering one, I believe, just like Jacqueline, just like Tony that I met in South Africa, Flory, who became a doctor when he did not even have a mom, he actually survived and studied and sustained. I believe almost every town has that kind of people. It's just waiting for the opportunity, waiting for the right tool so that he can get connected with and take off. And he needed somebody, some small help, so that he's convinced that he can do it, and a little tool too, that he can start it with. That's why I believe. Once he starts off, I believe that village is in good in hand. One child is rich, the family is reached. One person is reached with a clear vision, then that village is reached. And after that, we want to replicate it. What is appropriate tech? What do you think about appropriate tech? You know, appropriate, right, in all aspects. Something like this. This is one of the appropriate tech. Solar energy right here. You recharge in the sunlight, and you use LED light to turn on. The LED light inside. Such appropriate. Easy to carry, easy to use, easy to maintain. There's nothing to, you know, solar, and if you think about it, oh my gosh, I don't know anything about physics. I don't know how to use those things. If they made it such a way that it is so easy to use. So what else is there? Affordable, accessible, accessible. What good is it that is available in major city but not in the village? How do you make that happen? And that's where our expertise come in. How do you make that appropriate logistics, appropriate process, so that those people who are isolated can also get this as benefit? Major universities are getting involved in this thing. I really like it. MIT, Stanford. It started with the IDE, International Development Enterprise. They had a long history of doing it. Now that even second generation is being really encouraged to participate it. So MIT students are going out to Haiti and going out to Kenya entire summer, and just finding out what they can do in there and creating a prototype after they come back. And then they will connect with the Johnson & Johnson and connect with HP to really make it a product out of it. And so these items are from Stanford D-Lab. But good ideas and AT concepts are available on paper. There are so many. However, implementing them for our daily use is difficult. And more difficult is making them affordable and accessible to those people who are not connected with us. So that's where we need more and more wisdom from God to say, this is a work of the Holy Spirit. The craftiness is not only product design, but craftiness in delivery, craftiness in dissemination, craftiness in bookkeeping, and all of these things that we need a Holy Spirit wisdom there. So these are the products. How many of you seen this solar lantern before? No, really, not you've seen it, right? So there's a few points right here. Free light healthy environment. Before that, what were they using without the electricity? They are using kerosene lamp, right, with the oil. And that causes fires and not good for your lungs and so on. So it created healthy environment, improve productivity, so you can see it better. You can extend the store hours. Savings, of course. Actually, Stanford students just calculated it all, and they actually took out many samples, and they measured how much they spend on the oils, how much they spend on the candlelight, and so on, and how you know what kind of things, how much did they save? They actually came up with, say, $91 per year they are saving. Out of many samples, so it's a true sample savings there. Mobile connection. Guess what this is? So you will charge it with this, and then you can turn it on. There are four different levels, and guess what? Mobile cell phone charger right here. Last year was just whole with the Samsung and Nokia connection. This year, guess what? They came out with USB port. Your iPhone can be charged here. Anybody need a charging? And they made an adapter so that you can actually connect with everything else that the other types that African people or Asian people use. Such a great package in one box. Just like that. And so, you know, that alone to me, and they are using, what is it? Lithium? Lithium battery, so lifetime it's sort of like 5 to 10 years, and it's so light too. So I mean, you can, yeah, they actually have a video. If you come to our booth, we can show you the video that they throw this thing from third floor of apartment, and it was just a stain. What they're saying is that people in the mission field, they're rough roads, they can easily fall. It would break easily, right? So if they buy something, and it better last. So they put the extra requirements on themselves that it will really sustain, sturdy. They actually won international award for that. So these are the products.
And also it has a 2-year free
warranty. So when poor people, sometimes we create a lot of distrust. Because a lot of times mission team goes out with some cheap stuff so that they can keep free, right? Because you need, not enough budget. And it will break after 2 months. So they just don't have a good trust of some of the items. Now that if you say you will buy this thing and you can replace it if something goes wrong within 2 years, they don't believe us sometimes. At first, it's written in here, 2-year warranty. This is where you can call and get it replaced. They really, really become happy. The company came up with this home solar system. It's much expensive, but it's got 4 lights and the switches. So it actually, it's not a lamp. It's actually a fixture. You know, they like to have that switches and all of that stuff. So this is our strategy, appropriate strategy, where they cannot buy it all. So we are trying to enable, this is where micro enterprise is coming, incubating, right? Incubation. So one lady, somebody, they don't have enough capital, like $10,000, $5,000, but they want to start something. We want to incubate them. So they will start with a $200 loan, or maybe start with 10 of this thing, 10 of these little guys. So this one is about $10. So 10 of this thing is what? $100. So they will take this, sell it with the little margin, the small margin. They keep their profit, bring me back the capital back to us. And they rotate, keep rotating. $5 a week is pretty good, okay, for them to, without dropping their babysitting, without dropping their agriculture work, they can do it on their side hours, off time. They know who to go to, very safe, and they keep their profit, $5, buys the milk and so on. Brings them the confidence very slowly. And we do this weekly basis as a part of your discipling track. you understand? Is there any questions on this one? Pretty okay? Yeah. Okay. So, same thing with the water, right here. As far as the specifics, maybe I shouldn't go through it all, but it filters 99.99999 bacteria because it's using the medical technology that's used for kidney dialysis. Really? So it's better than what EPA is requiring. It filters 500 gallons a day, meaning this is a 5-gallon bucket. It will filter 100 out of these a day if there's enough pressure. So there's no chemical involved. There's no electricity required. It runs with the pressure, and dirty water goes in, and clean water comes out using this filter. Once the filter is clogged up, what you can do, open it, and using the clean syringe and backflush it, refresh, use it again. That's the appropriate part, that they don't have to rebuy again and again and again, until when a million gallon is filtered. Have you seen this one? How many of you know that the mission field that requires clean drinking water? Yeah. So they do well digging, they do biosand stuff, you know, to be biosand filtering. And so we want to provide this so that the church can use it, the school can use it, the family can use it, as well as the local people can open up pure water service business. If they buy one and they can start opening and people come and get clean water from them, and with we have to market study for the right pricing. Because they are doing a service of securing water. They have to go get water. They have to catch the rainwater. They are doing some services. And now they are fetching, cleaning, going through the filtering process. It all works there. And this person says, I am testing my water after my filtering, and I'm making sure that you are getting a clean drinking water. Then he's actually doing a good services, and people should be paying 10 cents or 20 cents per whatever gallon. And I think that's happening. This Sawyer company has about distributors in 30 different countries now. And I think there are more countries that you can open up distributors there, and so on. I think that's why I like to have your churches, the short-term missionaries or short-term teams, to be aware and deliver this news to them. This is one example how you can do it. Rain catch, collect the rainwater, or use river water. And you can put two or three in a big barrel to create this distribution center there. This is what Sawyer is doing. This is what somebody did in Thailand when there was a big flood. So you can use this 5-bucket thing, you can use a 100-gallon bucket. Taeyong over there and his father went to Amazon, and in the jungle, they are really having in a dry season, they have to drink water out of Amazon River, and there's a lots of problems there. And so they trained seminary students. So seminary students, in their own languages, mother tongue, Portuguese, they are explaining to the people in the village, and they are getting it. At the beginning, they said, oh, it's too expensive, $60. Expensive, we cannot buy. They wanted to get it free. But later, after this, the seminary students went through what kind of suffering that they go through every time there's a dry season, they all agreed. And it's not cheap because they compare with the hospital cost and so on, and they all bought it. And you know what? Once they bought it, they will cherish it. If they're given it free, they don't cherish it. It's something that, you know, they use it a couple times and don't use it or don't make it clean. But if they bought it with their own money and then they will really clean it and use it well, make sure that their kids are drinking clean waters and so on and so forth. Another product, I love this one, information technology. Using one PC, you can connect other monitors, up to 10. Information science. We are living in an era where information is flooded. There are a group of people, bottom of pyramid, they don't have any information. They do not have access to information. No books, no light, no computer, no internet. Right? So if we get this thing, if they don't have internet, then we can deliver lots of stuff on a CD or DVD. Right? Until they get an internet. Once they get this platform set up and also internet is there, well, we can do remote teaching. So I really like to do this thing. Teach English language lab is possible, computer lab is possible, language lab, computer too, we can teach vocational languages and computer classes. And during the afternoon, you can actually run it like in a cafe, where they can come into the printout of the pages and to the typing services or resume making. This is actually happening in several countries, in Tanzania, in South Africa, and so on. My goal is to have enough income generated to pay him some wages, or himself, he's making himself. This is where another microenterprise. If we can somehow, maybe fundraising or loan, it's costing about $2,000 for 10 or 8 sittings now, you know, computer and... And that is good enough for a small internet cafe in a small villages, and providing good as a business center. People come in to the cafes, and people come in for making a paper for schools and so on. And this man, if he knows that he's in charge of this place, he takes care of the lab. Instead of maybe, you know, having it dust collected or having it been stolen and neglecting. So he actually focuses and taking care of it. In fact, that's what happened in a guy in Tanzania. He did not know about, he was not much about computer thing, but he was given this position, so he was taking care of it. Later, he got motivated enough to learn some classes, take the classes in the city, Dodoma, and came back, opened the same classes in the village. So I see this total transformation in him. Before, he was just making 200 shilling, 300 shilling for pages, and he did not know how to calculate all the cost of ink and the papers and so on to make a profit. And so our student went out and helped him out. This is where you're making positive, this is where you're making losses and so on. But now, after all that bookkeeping that he understands it, now he goes to other classes. Because if he teaches, one class is 15,000 shillings. Each page copies is 200 shillings. So now he's understanding the value of services. He's understanding that he can actually do it for the village. Gaining the confidences. So this is one of the examples that I told you about Empower Community Center. That's what my husband did last year. You know, the very old building that my missionary had, we converted to a community center, Empower Center, opened up snack shop and cell phone charging, counseling room, IT center, and so on.
With a 1 kilowatt solar panel.
With a 1 kilowatt solar panel on top. So created a little what? Shopping mall. We call it an Empower Center. It's actually a shopping mall and study room. It's not happening yet, but I noticed that there was a college. So I told this missionary, says, offer the room to college students so that they can come and create a tutoring center. So they can teach the little children in the village after school thing, you know. And so they can start sharing their own knowledges as well as those children who have will be kind of motivated to continue on studying to colleges. This was what it was like at the beginning, and later we put the solar panel up. You would think that it would be very expensive. What do you think that how much it would cost? 1,000 watts, so 200 watts thing is about that door size, the panel, and you connect 5 of them, and you connect with the controller and batteries and so on. In America, that's about 10,000. without labor cost. That's about right, right? In Africa, it cost us about $5,000, $4,800 or something like that. I was very happy because it's coming from Germany, and also no tax because of this green activity. Whatever they can do without chopping the woods down and so on. So the government is helping out in this importing and trading and so on. So I don't know where Latin America might cost, but that's what's happening. Okay, my husband is there. Raise your hand. Everybody say hi to him. Hi. So he's in charge of energy. He studied the energy. So he went out and taught the local guys how to set this thing up. Yeah. And batteries and so on. And so like I said, one computer, we connected six monitors. And they started right away and use it. We had an opening ceremony and all the people came. And micro enterprise in this little center. So this guy is actually in charge of internet room, but at the same time he has some stock in his room, so he's just selling and explaining. Preschool has started cell phone charging. That guy and beauty salon. It's on and off because once somebody does the perm, right? It takes so much energy. So it sucks up all the energy that it got stored in the battery. So we have to give it control. If someone using a lot, we cannot do the perm that day. Do you understand? If someone does a perm and use that device, 600 watts goes away.
So it sucks up like 2 kilowatts.
2 kilowatts.
So we ended up asking the musician to do the perm and drying only in the early afternoon.
But they understand. They have to share this power, electricity. But what I want to point out, in the whole village, that building has power. That building has a reliable source of power. That building has electricity all the time.
That's
the only building with the light.
Power in the whole
and enabling many people to do something. So we are supporting this man right here, Oswald. Okay, pray for him so he can be really catalyst in that town. He's a pastor. He's a pastor there. But there's no offering coming in, so he cannot help himself, support himself. So our missionaries were supporting. And now we are saying that you can earn and you can be a blessing to these people. A lot of people are Muslim in that town, and they have a church. But Muslim people will not come to church. But now having this internet service room, people are coming. So there's a convergence happening there. So these are the micro-enterprises. So I would like you to make a connect with these faces, and that's the whole point. That a lot of times that we worry about our church, we worry about us a lot. However, with what I have, what I know, what I can do, connect with one of those people to say if I can be if I can enable them to go to the next step. You know what? It is such a pleasing thing to God. And you are actually taking off their yoke that they cannot help themselves. That's what Isaiah 58 is all about. One other thing that we are doing is the preschool. And actually our San Jose people, our mothers made these things and we ship them as a first set. And with these, we call it practical life, sensorials, and then language and math. They started a little preschool in Lebanon and Haiti, and now Tanzania. And we sent a sample, and with a little bit of money, that they can actually buy these locally, they're making themselves. So creating second preschool and third preschool. Language materials, this is all handmade. This is Lebanon, and Sonny went there to train these people. Look at all these little kids from Syria, no access to school. They're now, for the first time, they're getting materials. They're learning how to count, how to build stuff, and some kind of lead things. And now we encourage the women, mothers, to collect these learning materials. They are very motivated. They are going out and collect stuff from garbage, from trees, from their sticks and so on. And we are using them as learning materials for them. And they are having a good time. And now this preschool, one preschool, is replicated, 5 or 6 of them. And so E3 empowers the student interns. We are looking for more these microenterprise trainers, student interns, and staff. And that's where you can come in, starting out. So our second generation, they're all professionals. They went out and trained university students in Tanzania, and we call them interns. And now Freddie is doing solar lantern businesses. So we brought in 40 of them, 20 of this thing and 20 of that thing. I mean, my size of a faith was that much. It was sold in 1 week, and they wanted it another 100, and so on. So if they go through another 100, they will gain a confidence, and they will gain a confidence, and we can actually say, okay, let's go with a larger volume later. But as far as the bookkeeping is concerned and how call, email, they're also slow. So what we are hoping to have one of you go out there, stay there about a month as an intern or fellow to help teach them how to do this thing as well as a spiritual training, and so that they can actually manage this thing and come up with the metrics, come up with some kind of a report, a weekly sales report, inventory report, and what kind of a tough times that they had, you know, and then we can actually talk about this, what does Bible say. We're bringing God's presence into the marketplace. That's what it's all about, and they are slowly getting the point. Freddie is first fruit, and he really, so he actually brought 100 of this thing to his mom in Morogoro, his hometown. He's in Arusha, which is a city, and first thing is my town needs it. And so he actually ordered 100 of this and brought it to his mom. Mom, sell this, right, in Morogoro. And I have not heard the results yet. It's been 2 weeks. And so once the capital comes back, then we can send another 100. Do you understand? It's called revolving loan. Revolving loan. As long as the capital, it comes back and forth, and there's a profit, it's getting yield from there. That's what we want, and these people slowly building up their capacity. Yeah, we are putting up a dish there so that we created a media room. Whole town, no TV. So they have to go to city to watch a soccer match, to watch a Korean soap, you know, to watch whatever they watch, right? And so we got an idea. That might be good. It's something that gathers people into a community center. And so we gave them the loan, a 32-inch TV and a dish. What was it, for $85 or something? Yeah.
The satellite TV service costs about $85 a month.
The link, right? Right. Yeah.
Because they are very hard watching soccer games, 8 to 9
to
watch those games.
Okay. So our students are giving them, sharing them. This is a TV room, by the way. This is a TV room. Before even building is finished, we put up the TV and power on with the solar power. Enable that center to have this thing, and so they're having audience already. 20 of them watched, created some thousand shillings income. I get very excited on small things like this. You know, they're finally on the go, and then if you can collect here all the Sunday school materials, VeggieTales stories, right? All the good educational materials, National Geography stuff, Discovery Channel items, something that are free, that's publicly available. If you throw them into the DVD, and you know what, we can last 2-3 months there, and they can start learning there some new languages. I totally believe that they are able. They are made in the image of God, same as me, same quality. They just did not have opportunity. They did not have an opportunity to learn or grow or to be connected to a source of information. So if we can create that environment for them, you know what? Many translators, how did you learn how to speak English? I self-teach. Self-taught. How did you learn this thing? Self-taught. Computer, Tony, which college did you go to? I never went to college. Self-taught. There are people who can teach themselves. And in each town, probably 10 or more of those people. And if we can touch them, and so that they can take care of their villages, and that's what we are trying to do. Our students praying for them. This is a little center, you know, it's not even finished. It was a big celebration of the town. All the mamas came, all the big guys came, you know, and I was dancing. There was a video that I was dancing. I don't know how to dance, but I just got in their line and just followed their steps. All the students came after school. It was a big joy in the town. And I hope that they sustain that joy and sustain the, you know, and they learn how to do this thing. But we are away from here. We are so far. So I think my, you know, Terry is always saying, we need someone there holding their hands and at least, you know, teach them for 2-3 months. So I'm begging you, if you have any students or professionals that having a 1 or 2 month time off that they can actually share their time, that would be wonderful. You only need Microsoft Word knowledge. You don't need Java. You don't need HTML knowledge. You could actually do so much with your just common sense knowledge and you will unlock their potential. This girl is teaching how to do this internet business with Nanda and Aswad. And my son is teaching this guy about just not teaching, just calculating how much to make this one. So in a truck, how much can you bring? You know, how many people are gonna take out that thing? And then what is the profit? Yeah, Aswad. I pray for him every day. This is the image I want you to get. They are serious people. They are not lazy like we thought they were. We thought these poor people are lazy, they don't want to learn, they are not working. You know what? They just did not have opportunity. If they are given a right source, right tool, and source of information, where to get it, access to the information, they are going to get it. And in fact, he's preaching the word. I said, Oswald, okay, what I'm requiring from you now is faithfulness and integrity. Don't fall for short temptations. You know, we left about 50 of these things after another thing, and missionary Kim is visiting Korea now. It's so tempting to steal them and just pretend I did not know, you know. Every day they have to face that temptation. Not him, maybe his friend. So this is a fight. It's almost like a spiritual war in a way. Every day there's some kind of a second voice coming out. You can do this. Nobody watching you. And they have to fight in a group. And that's why I wanted to emphasize the group processing. We could do this together. And then and there's a temptation coming in. And we say, no, we are not just doing once or twice. We are in this for 10 years and 20 years, and we are going to not empower this one village, but second village and third village, we are going to empower this town, city, and later we are going to set a good model so that other people can follow. So Aswad, can you be a model so other people can copy you? I'm trying to raise them up as a leader, not just a worker, not just a seller, right? You are not just selling the lamps, you are selling the value. You are enhancing other people's way of life and enhancing their productivity hours, and so you are actually blessing them. This is business admission is all about. You are blessing them with your activity, your service, and you are doing more. This is part of you becoming a leader. And the Bible, Luke 19, it says, you good and faithful servant you are now joined my banquet table, plus what? You will be given authority to manage the 5 towns or 10 towns. Remember that story? There are many people like this in each town, and I want you to become a partner with them. and we will share our discoveries with you. So that last day, after 4-hour training, yeah, five of the microenterprise kicked off. I wasn't so happy. Like I said, all these 40 items sold quick. And our kids also became very happy. You know, they did not know what to expect, but they saw them really having a good time, and they are getting confidence. It's our children, our second generation, happy. Setup cost, I wasn't sure whether I throw in this slide or not, but you know, for your information, solar power system, 800 watts, about 4,000. Multimedia, we actually made that as a grant because our second generation raised the fund for that. Multimedia TV services, 800 setup, and monthly cost 85. It can be a loan, and they can pay off in 6 months. Solar Lady, you can start at 1,000, you can start at 2,000, or you can start at 5,000 as an initial inventory, depending on the needs and how capable they could be. The missionary and the counterpart in the mission field, you have to make a judge of that. Computer Center, 2,000, so easy with the 6 users set. Preschool, less than 500. Intern and fellow support, we're saying is that travel and room and board is about 500 a month. I believe many our professionals can sign up for that and gain a great experience in their lifetime that they will never forget. Business plan under development, and there are a couple more things that they requested us to finance them. One of them is a tent rental business, about $3,000, because in the village there's no good facility, so if there's a wedding, if there's some kind of a celebration to do, then they can rent out this big tent and the chairs, 200 of them. And they said if they just get this thing ready, it's so easy to sell. That's what they're saying. So I said, give me the business plan. Give me the business plan first, and then we'll reevaluate. But first of all, they're focusing on the lamps. Wholesale, same thing. Hundreds of restaurants there, each them going to this marketplace to get the grains and crops and vegetables. So they say, if we have about 4,000, we can start a wholesale. Again, I ask them, business plan, please. And have you talk to those restaurants first, and at least get an agreement, 10 of them to say, I'll buy from you. You know, saving the time of bus and the time. And as long as you have those buyers, then how much should you stock it at the beginning and show me the plan? So I'm waiting for the business plan. And in the meantime, what we can do here is actually find more partners and investors and, you know, develop these things together. Lastly, natural farming. Mr. Lee, raise your hand and turn around, say hi. Yeah, he's in charge of natural farming. He actually teaches this. In San Jose, we taught about, 10 times already? It's doing farming in God's way. 30 times, 60 times is no big deal. 100 times. I learned the word abundance while I'm learning this thing. It's basically managing the soil by using IMO. IMO means indigenous microorganism. Okay, and he can tell you. So if you want, you can, you know, ask him later, come to your church and do a seminar. Can you do that? Huh? Yeah, please. Yeah, that way you will grow organic vegetables in your backyard. Get rid of your lawn and do that thing. Tomato expensive now, you know, grow your thing. No chemicals. So look at this eggs, natural farming egg. It won't break with the chopstick. I love this picture. This is very true. Yeah, cageless things. So Empower Center with all these things, we drew this picture 3 years ago, and it was a wish, right? Now it's a reality. I'm so happy. All of these, reality. Now I want to add this one. It requires more power. Refrigerator, probably 500 more. Then we can have a small clinic with the vaccine because we need a refrigerator. So that little mall can be a real good functioning center that handles as well as the clinic center too. And you don't need a licensed person. You can actually be a midwife person that understands a few items of what you have in the clinic center and replicate. So we are in the several places now, mostly active in Tanzania now. We have opened two Empower Center, one in Arusha and one in Dodoma. So there's an opportunity going out in the summer this year. So if you like to join, there's one local church is joining. 20 of them signed up. So we are going to go there and empower them. Maybe open one more center. Brazil, Taeyong Sondrababa. There's a David Kim. He's going to lead the Brazil team. He's going there for the third year. Going into jungle, really jungle. Some guy, this man came to that Manaus center at 7 days of boat ride. 7 days. With the motors. I mean, some part is canoeing probably, but mostly motor boat. 7 days. And he came, and the baby came the next year. It's a long story. You'll have to hear from David. His prayer about the water came true. He's been wanting how to solve these water problems, and then his wife was pregnant, and that's when David's team showed up. So we call that baby Soil Baby, with the clean, healthy water. Lebanon, you know, Syria case, you heard from newspaper a lot. 1 million refugees are in Lebanon. And they are 99.99% Muslim, right? And so they are now in Lebanon. We are going there as a medical team. We are going there as a preschool team. We are going there for solar team. And we are making contact with them. They like us. Missionaries are offering them all kinds of opportunities. Preschool, their mamas like it. Now they are showing Jesus movie. They are asking for Bible. And so our missionary, he says, all the work that he's done in Egypt for 10 years, he's done more passing the Bible, showing more Jesus movie in 1 year last year to these Syrians. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful thing. And so they could be suffering because they were forced to leave their home countries. They are in a strange land. They are strangers. However, that was God's way of doing so that they meet Jesus Christ. It was their wilderness time that they are saved and became children of God. So we want to do more of that. And Taeyong went out and helped computer thing. And that Habib is also Syrian refugees, opening up this children's center, teach computers for them. Okay, same thing. So kind of imagine where you might be. So this is Tanzania thing, wherever, and I want to see, what if we could do this, it's, my mind is going crazy. Next year, 5 more center, please, or how about the mission targets where you are serving, where you are serving, San Francisco. Is there any mission target area that you are serving? No? No? No. Okay. Yeah. San Francisco, there's also areas where this computer technology is needed, right? Yeah, some slum areas, some schools where they don't have a good facilities and so on. We are actually setting one up in San Jose, Onuri Church, so that we can reach out some people after school program. So those people who did not have a knowledge and parents doesn't know, they come to church after school, they learn this thing. We're teaching English and computer to Spanish people. So now time to calling, higher calling. You've been doing great services for church. You have been doing. It's not that you're not doing. You've already been doing it, and God remembers every single act that you have performed, you did. And He's happy. Now we are here to go higher calling. And Isaiah 58 talks about that, is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chain of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. This is God's desire. This is God's desire. And after you go home, read the rest of 58, after this is 6. Then God is going to give you light. God is going to show you the glory. God is going to your bones strong. God is going to make you a stream of blessing from your belly. On and on and on and on and on. If you do this, it will be a joy to me, and it will be a joy to you. It will be a blessing to you. And I go, I didn't want it. I just want to be a joy of the Lord. But oh, there's so much blessing after that. And at the end, it says, you will be the redeemer of the road, repairer of the walls. You will be the architect person of the city. And that's where we got our things, in part one, in part village. You be that person, you will be rebuilding the city. Using these little microenterprises. And we rebuild the road. Road meaning what? Connecting. They were isolated. They could not come to me. I could not go to them. Rebuilding road, we are making the bridges to them. We are now, it's a together, unity, right? And at the last verse, it says, you are doing the inheritance of Jacob, Israel. New Israel, that's who we are. We are actually going to fulfill the God's calling, rebuild Israel. We are part of a new Israel. We are called to Israel, church. And we are at the end of the chapter 58. So it's called the almost a text of the business admission. True light shown as his righteousness. So let's be a witness of a true Bammers. Bammer, you know what Bammer is, right? It's doing Bam stuff, right? So I don't want this session to be information sharing. I want us to really dedicate ourselves to say, okay, I understand it's the theology of it, okay, and the worldview of it, and the little house here, implementation, now I understand. And you can make it changes to it, modify, but let's be a witness. Let's create the model cases to reflect his characteristics shown in every transaction of the business. Every working out the business details in everyday life, not just a Sunday. His characteristic, I was writing down and I was crying, his patience, his extra care. In farming, you've got to have extra care. Long-lasting sweats. You know, my house is in remodeling now. I went back to, Mom, can I come and sleep over? You know, at the age of whatever, I'm going back to my mom. Mom, don't do anything, just throw a blanket in the living room. You know, when I got there, she already covered a lot of sheets and have an electric blanket already on. She had a long day. Mama goes extra care, and that's what God is all about. And when we do our business, can we sign up for that extra care? Or are we going to just do the minimum that my boss requested? Many, many people got laid off, said, I'm still alive in my company. I think I did a little bit extra services for them. Extra care instead of minimum. Orderly, very orderly. God is a God of order. Instead of this fragmented and chaotic stuff, you are called to make things in order. Abundance instead of this, taking away, and poverty in the sense. This is to be reflected as we do this business as mission. I'm not saying that I'm there, but I'm on the way. And I think God is going to bless us. Brightness versus darkness. Beauty, glory, fullness of his open Christ. I finally understand what that is. I'm about to yet to see. I see the glimpse of it now. I want to see more of this glow, beauty. I used to say, Isaiah 6, God, show me a little bit, 2 seconds of your glory that Isaiah saw. Then I'll be satisfied for the rest of life. I will not request it. I really, really ask for that. You know what? I'm seeing it in Nanda's face. I'm seeing it in Tanzania case. We are called the Bammers, the people who bring out these characteristics and raise his word. For today on, when you go back to work on Monday, look for redemptive elements in your job, in your position. Redemptive elements. I think a few years ago, I started writing down redemptive elements, what's in the beauty person. oh, you know, they say, oh, yeah, your hair is so beautiful. She has a position to say that. That's a redemptive to the client. Okay? There are so many things that we just does things to make money, and that was a tool to make money. No, you are there to bless that person. There's a redemptive. You can actually touch the clients. So whatever you do, start meditating about it and find that redemptive thing. Rediscover your work has a redemptive element in there, and then thank God that you are able to do it. And then request to say, God, I want to expand this more. I want to integrate more. I want to align this thing with your truth more. Show me what you want me to see here. What am I missing? Right? And take responsibility and ownership to putting out that redemptive element in the marketplace to other people. You can actually remind other people who are saying, okay, you know, I mean, I see a dentist. They have a highest suicide rate, although they are making a bunch of money. Like, says, oh my gosh, I hate this person, you know, they're smelly, whatever. But then if they start seeing it, what a blessing it is to serve somebody and to correct this thing and bless that person while he's sitting in that chair, whole look of the work become changed. And that's what we are all about, redemptive elements. And so that's how you get to, you know, join this movement, as well as you can also invite other people. Matthew 20, Jesus on the way to Jerusalem to die, he shared this parable, right? And he called out, heaven is like this landlord goes out to find the workers at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever. And then finally at the end he says, why are you still idling? So no one wanted me. No one wanted me. I'm a loser. Nobody likes me. You know, I'm not good at anything. That's what he was saying. And God says, the landlord says, come to my vineyard. What do you mean? What does it mean? I know you. I made you. I know how potential you are. You have a job in my vineyard. You are able. How can you say that you are not able? How can you say nobody wanted me? I wanted you. You know, I love that passage so much, and I want to hear that God's calling you today to vineyard, as well as you now have to turn around and invite other people. Why are you standing? The kingdom of God is going, and why are you standing idle? And someone says, I'm not good at anything. Yes, you are. Come work with us. Come work with us, okay? So it's a time for action. Again, time. How do you get involved? I would like you to sign up our projects, or start your project with our product, order it. Actually, I have some items you can buy if you like today. Join the marketing, sales, or mutual benefit in the community. Be an advocate for this movement. Because, I mean, this one came out 4 years ago. But in this church, nobody saw it before. To us, it's a very common product, but many, many people don't know it yet. This thing came out 4 years ago again. Nobody knows. Even American soldiers are using it. So, you know, be an advocate for us and connect us to the people who are trying to do good work and enjoy work and so on. We need software people to do the web development and also teaching outside. And volunteers at the field. Anytime, you're welcome to join us. So come to our booth and sign up, and also connect with us, with people. Any questions? Actually, so I'd like to introduce my staff, that David Kim. Yeah, he's our global director. He's in the office all the time. Not all the time, but mostly all the time. I'm in and out all the time. So Mr. Lee is there. My husband is sometimes there. Pastor An, would you like to raise your hand? Yeah, he's our advisor and also a board member to pray for us and lead with the advising. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.